Hey everybody, this is the Bruce Shaman for Crafted For You. Tonight, we are actually starting the day.
That's new.
Yeah. So with me as always is my executive producer.
Hey guys, it's Alyssa.
And my other co-host.
Hey, what's going on? It's Chris Nielsen.
So everybody knows that board games are kind of growing in popularity these days. And we were on a very popular kind of forum on Facebook that deals with board games. And we stumbled upon something that sparked both our interests. It was beer and board games combined all in one. And we found this awesome game called Brewhaha. And we have the creator of the game on today.
Actually, it's a Skype call, so this is new for us.
Yeah, that's why Jeff and Alyssa are both talking so slow right now.
Sorry, that's really weird.
Yeah, it's very strange to hear yourself talking while you're talking.
Yeah, it takes some getting used to.
I'm going to take one headphone out of my deaf ear. Yeah, I think that'll even me out a little.
Yeah.
But anyway, Audra, do you want to introduce yourself?
Sure. Yeah, I'm Audra Quinn. I invented a beer game called Brewhaha, and was very happy to stumble into you guys too in your podcast.
Yeah, this is pretty cool that we can do this from coast to coast.
Yeah, it is.
So what kind of sparked the whole game?
Yeah, well, I actually started, this is my second game. The first one was a wine tasting game called Read Between the Wines. And once we were able to successfully crowdfund that, then I was on to the next one, which was The Wonderful World of Craft Beer, which opened up a whole new world of vocabulary and alcohol puns for me. So just started doing tons of research. My boyfriend happens to be the biggest beer nerd I've ever met. So a bit of a collaboration. We just started trying different beers all over the place and writing down our own tasting terms. And it was very collaborative. Other people would submit their terms. And we ended up with way more terms than we could even handle. We kind of distilled them down into the 400 cards that make up the game. And they range from legitimate beer terms, like ester profile, to kind of creative ones and sometimes crude ones, which you guys will see, I'm sure, as you get through the game.
Yeah, we've gone through a couple.
There's no children listening.
Are the two games structured similarly?
Actually, the beer game is different. The wine game, you write down your own creative wine tasting description. And with Brewhaha, it's all cards. So you kind of piece together the cards in Mad Lib style to describe the beer that you're tasting. And we found that the people tend to feel really on the spot with the wine game.
Right.
And so this was kind of a new evolution of trying to provide the content and let you be funny with it.
That's awesome. It what we have is like for everybody who's listening is a very travel friendly box full of cards. So this is really easy to go out and play at a brewery, which is one of our favorite things to do, to go out and just hang out low key like that.
It's a perfect thing to bring along to a brewery to entertain you while you sip.
Definitely.
Yeah, it's just a small little box. It's got, I don't know, how many of each cards in it?
There are 250 adjectives and 150 nouns. So that's the difference. There's gold cards and blue cards. And the reason we have a few more adjectives is you tend to be a little more flowery with adjectives, and then you use them to modify a noun. So we wanted to make sure you had plenty of material there.
Yeah. So you are funding this on Kickstarter right now, right?
That's right. Yeah, we've got 3 days left, and actually, I should check it right now. I think we're just within $400 of our goal. So I was thinking, how amazing would it be if on the air we made it?
That would be awesome.
That'd be awesome.
What is your total goal?
Our total goal is $15,000, and currently we are at $14,613. So this has been a very long road. We have been pounding the pavement and going out to breweries and just talking to people and trying to get the word out. And my liver hurts. And we've just got 3 days to do it. So I'm kind of like, I cannot wait for it to happen. I hope we get there.
That's super exciting. What are some of the reward tiers that people could get if they want.
You can get the game. Yeah, the game is the most popular. But if you, I mean, we'll take as little as a dollar if you just want to support the campaign. For $5, you can get the digital print and play version. So you have to print it and cut it out, and then you can play. And it goes all the way up to, you can have your very own brouhaha party hosted by myself. And we have a mascot named Brewski, who is nice. Like a 8-foot tall beer bottle. And that's like $500. You can also contribute to the content if you want to create your own card. You have a really great beer term and you want to provide the little funny, we have some funny little sides at the bottom of the cards. You can do that for $150.
Nice.
There's a lot of interesting, and you can also get just like a bottle opener. We have some cool beer like paddles. There's lots of fun stuff on there.
Yeah.
That's awesome. We'll definitely be donating as soon as we're done recording. And hopefully
thank
this
you.
Will inspire everybody. I want my own version. You were kind enough to send us one, but I know we have to give it back even though we don't want to.
Yeah, that is a very well-played prototype, I'm sure. So I hope it's held up okay.
Yeah, that's no, great. It's great.
So before you got on the air, we heard you guys were at some cons. How does the response for the game?
You know, we just went last night to, and it was my first gaming con, and it was definitely a hit. We were definitely the first alcohol-required game that they've ever had there, and so they kind of posted us up in the bar,
okay.
And we got tons of people to play, and it was a lot of fun. Yeah, and they had some good feedback, too. So it's still the cool thing about Kickstarter is you can, because it hasn't been produced yet, there's still time to improve it. And so just a couple of like words that they didn't know and stuff like that, that I'm collecting more and more feedback on.
That's also really cool to get to test play with people that are board game people at a board game convention. So you can make sure the mechanics flow right and all that kind of stuff too. Especially since you can do it before it goes into production.
Yeah. And they know their gaming mechanics. So it's cool to kind of test the game's mettle with that kind of crowd. Because my friends are not exactly hardcore gamers, and they kind of tell you what you want to hear. Yeah. So it's really important to get it out in front of people that you don't know and who will tell you very
brutally
candidly.
Honest, yeah.
Exactly, yes.
What's some of the feedback you've received?
We've had really great feedback, and that is really, I mean, that's why we do it, you know, to see people enjoying it and having fun. A couple of, like, just funny house rules people have suggested. I love, like, oh, let me pull some of these up. I was writing them all down.
Those are my favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm thinking that we need to definitely have a page on our website where people can submit their own house rules.
Yeah.
There's a lot. So if you guys have any ideas, I would love to hear yours.
Oh.
that's exciting.
We could probably think of a couple.
That's an invitation.
Okay, some people said the brewmaster should sing a song while the other players pick out their cards to entertain. And they also suggested perhaps a blindfold or beer goggles be included in every game pack.
Oh, man, beer goggles would be so cool.
That's pretty funny. If one player notices another player does not have the correct distribution or number of cards, they can call the other player out and make them drink.
Oh, that's a good one.
I like that.
Yeah, stuff like that. And character assassination is definitely the biggest crowd favorite. That's where once you run out of beers to try, you start describing each player as if they were a beer, which is kind of a fun exercise. And some, we're worried that some relationships may end post game, but for the most part,
great.
People take it in stride.
That could be a game of its own.
Yeah. A lot of people have said that too. You should just make it insult each other, basically.
Yeah, I like that in the rules. It says, we hope this doesn't ruin any of your friendships.
Yeah.
You can only hope.
The context of having to describe people within the vocabulary of beer, though, is quite funny. I think that's what really makes it funny. So,
I can see that.
But yeah, I could definitely see the next game being just like insults.
You just need like a expansion pack of just insults for people.
Yeah, and that's another piece of feedback that we've had. A lot of people have said it needs to be dirtier, and you need to have kind of a not safe for work version. And so we've been thinking about making that a stretch goal, calling it Brouhaha Unfiltered. and having
I like that.
Nice.
Having a few more R-rated ones. I already feel like my family's ashamed of me for the current status of the game, so I'm not sure how much further I can stretch in that direction, but we'll see.
It's what the people want.
Yeah.
But the great thing about this game is because there's so many different types of cards and terminology, you really hit anyone who loves beer. You hit brewers and people who work at breweries and know these terms as well as like your everyday man.
Yeah, it is like there's a little piece of education to it where you're learning some new vocabulary about beer.
Yeah, I like that aspect of it. That you're actually learning a little bit more like terminology because most people don't know what like esters mean or anything like that, like lactic or anything.
Yeah, exactly. And that is one of the cards that people are like, I need a definition of
this. Yeah, because I've noticed on the bottom, some have like little, you know, like a sentence or something on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And that might be a good idea.
Yeah, I think we need to add a few more of those for sure. I didn't want to fill them all up because we kind of hoped that some people might want to contribute their own as part of the Kickstarter, but I think we'll continue to populate those as much as we can. But if you guys have any ideas, bring them my way.
Definitely.
We've definitely had some good beer adjectives on this podcast before.
Yeah? Any favorites?
I think my favorite was, it tastes like vomit, but in a good way.
That's funny because I think one of the, we do have a card, but in a good way.
Yeah, okay.
But we don't have vomit. So.
Well, Chris should be really good at this game because he's really good at describing beer in like more normal terms.
Colorful terms.
Yeah.
Creative terms, yeah. Okay, cool. I can't wait.
That I think is my favorite part of every podcast is waiting for Chris to describe what we're drinking for everybody.
Yes. Well, Chris, if you have any ideas, there is a backer reward level where you can write your own card.
Okay. We'll have to see.
What are some games that you play besides your own?
Yeah.
Great question. I love games. I definitely grew up with Baldur Dash. That's my probably all-time favorite. I'm a writer, and so I love any opportunity to kind of flex my word nerd muscles. So that's kind of a favorite. Scrabble, Bananagrams. I love Game of Things and Apples to Apples. And obviously Cards Against Humanity is a great one. And then my boyfriend comes at it from the more strategic side. So Settlers of Catan and Pandemic and those types of games I enjoy too. I'm more of a party game kind of girl, like a social experience where it doesn't take 8 hours to play the game. But I definitely love all the different concepts. And it's kind of a cool way to play pretend as an adult. And I like that it gives people the license to do that.
Yeah, I agree. We're a little bit of both party games and strategy games. It kind of just depends.
A lot of Munchkin, just meeting in the middle. A lot of Munchkin.
I've never played that. I'll have to check it out. Yeah, I like Munchkin's meeting in the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have like different varieties. You know, they have space and vampires and really anything under the sun.
Yeah. It's got a little bit of strategy to it, but it's also kind of a parlor game at the same time.
Okay.
Yeah.
I played a really fun game the other day called Sushi Go. Have you guys ever played that?
No.
It's. I think beer pairs quite well with Sushi Go as well.
That's something to look into then.
Yeah.
Beer pairing games.
Yeah. I mean, we're going to be drinking beer anyway, so we might as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So you said that your boyfriend's really into beer and stuff. Did you have to do any research to come up with stuff for the game, or were you already familiar with the terms, or how did
a little of both. I grew up in Michigan, actually, which is a huge beer area, and my first exposure to craft beer was Bell's Brewery and their Oberon.
Yep.
And that was probably back in college, and I won't tell you how old I am now, but but yeah, over the years, definitely gaining an appreciation for craft beer, and then now that I live here in Los Angeles, California, there's so many breweries popping up, and I love to just try new beers. I'm not necessarily someone who's like, this is my beer, and I'm going to always drink the same one. I think it's so fun to go to a place and try their local breweries. And so that's kind of been the research, which, by the way, has been quite fun.
Sounds really hard.
Yeah.
I can't imagine.
Painstaking.
It's kind of like what we do. It's for the podcast.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
it's exactly. Tough.
How do we get through it? I don't know. But that's definitely our philosophy, is if we go somewhere new, we're going to try something that we can't get otherwise or anywhere else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The rule of new.
Local beer. It's so fun to try all the new flavors.
What do you gravitate towards? Is there any like particular style?
Yeah, I feel like my beer cred is in question because I am not a big IPA fan. I have not yet graduated to that level. But I love like a complex saison, or I love wheat beers too. Throw a little fruit in my beer. I'm not ashamed to do that.
It's okay. We're drinking something right now called the Pigmosa.
Ooh.
It's, Jeff, do you want to tell her what we're drinking?
Oh, yeah. So I work at a local brewery called Pig Pounder here in Greensboro.
Hmm.
And what it is a Russian-style kvass, and then they put orange juice in it. So it's like a beer mosa, a man mosa.
It's very refreshing.
It works. Okay. I'll have to check that out. Pig Pounder. That's a new one.
We just actually won a gold medal at World Beer Cup for... what is it?
English style brown ale.
English style brown ale. I had a brain fart.
It happens.
But yeah, it's really exciting.
So yeah, so we're not ashamed to drink sweeter, fruitier beers either. If it's a good beer, we'll drink it. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
But
kind of getting into sours too, which some people have no tolerance for, but I enjoy.
We've been drinking a lot of sours.
We've got one today.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Like gozas to sour things, not just proper sours.
Cool.
Funky beers.
Yeah. That, what do you guys have in the lineup for the game here?
You may know one or two of them. Yeah. We try to get a little bit of everything. We have four different styles. We have a sour.
I don't know if you guys have Distill Brewing out there called Wild Sour Series.
I'm not sure I'm familiar with it, but...
They're from, Illinois?
I think so.
So, so maybe we just started getting them here maybe, like, 2 or 3 weeks ago.
And then we've got a Oscar Blues IPA.
Okay, definitely familiar with that.
And then we've got two local breweries out of Charlotte and Durham.
Yeah, so one's a Vienna Lager.
And the other's, like, a Session Ale.
So that should be fun to play with.
That's a good mix.
Yeah, a little bit of everything. Some really outlandish stuff.
Are you going to start with the sour or end with it?
Probably end. It's like putting 20 like warheads in your mouth. Like, it's crazy sour.
We had one of the cards is Sour Patch Kid. And,
perfect.
Someone put the answer in the other day. Sour Patch Kid Orgy, which I thought was quite an interesting mental visual.
I like that one.
I think that accurately describes this beer we're going to try.
Isn't that just what happens when you leave like a bag of Sour Patch Kids in the car and then you open it up?
After you leave.
Like melted to each other?
Yeah. And then you're forced to just eat the whole thing at once. That's exactly what that is.
Sour Patch Snowball.
Yes. Perfect. Or like when you have the sugary sour stuff at the end and you just pour the rest of it in your mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Guilty. It's neither here nor there. Maybe that's why I like sours so much.
Because of Sour Patch Kids?
Yeah.
I feel like that's like a good introduction.
Yeah. I think that's good. I think we're going to have a really interesting game when we play it. It's going to be on this episode, everybody who's listening, so... And it's going to be the first time we're all playing the game.
Yeah.
You guys didn't do any training in advance?
No, we thought I've
been doing jumping jacks all day. Getting ready. So many calories.
Yeah, we're going to be drinking.
Just shaking my head at you. Well, you were going to do some yard work.
Yeah, apparently I still am. We're just getting drunk first.
Yeah, that makes it so much more bearable.
Yeah, no chainsaws or hedge clippers or anything, just weed whackers and benign power tools, really.
That's good. It's crazy hot today, too. I don't know how it is out by you.
You know, we just have pretty much the same weather every day. It's hot? Like 75 in
Nice.
I know. Sorry.
That's not bad.
I always get a lot of grief from my family and friends in Michigan whenever I talk about the weather.
Yeah, we just, it gets brutally hot here.
Yeah, that's the rough part of the East Coast. The summers get super humid, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, beer is helpful.
Beer is very helpful, especially this orange juice beer. This is delightful.
Yeah, it's 84 degrees here.
Damn. Yeah, we need this today. This is like an easy drinking, refreshing beer.
So, you said you like to try a lot of different beers. What are some of your favorite beers?
Some of my favorites, I love... You know what? Let me look in my fridge right now and see what I got. We just got a case of the Beer Camp beers, which has been really fun to try, all the different collaborations. I love Stone Brewery. We have a couple of tasting rooms around here, and Firestone also.
I wish we could get some of that. Firestone Walker's amazing.
Yeah, actually, there's quite a few of the bombers in my boyfriend's closet right now that he's hiding from me.
So jealous. Do you guys have like a little cellar program going on?
It's kind of his closet, really. It's a good, cool, dark space. Yeah. So
where there would otherwise be just shoes.
Yeah, I think there's some beer in his shoes.
Beautiful. Yeah, we're working up our cellar program right now. We have probably, 30 beers in there?
Yeah, give or take. Most are sours.
And saisons.
Nice. Actually, there's a brewery down here called Smog City.
Yes, we follow them on Instagram.
Oh, yeah, okay. They have an unbelievable kumquat saison, which I thought, I'm not even sure that I've ever tried a kumquat, but I apparently have now through their beer.
I think that's how I had rhubarb for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
I had a cider that was green tea rhubarb, and it was amazing.
Yeah, it sounds fancy.
Yeah, but we have a brewery out here called Fontaflora that does really bizarre things with all farm fresh ingredients. So they recently just posted a photo of like all these barrels of carrots going into one of their beers.
That's like Haw River. They do that Feats of Orion. They throw carrots in theirs too.
Yeah, it's just interesting to learn what people can actually use and make different beers. And all these new different ones are just going to make the game that much more fun. Because they're going to be weird.
Tasting like carrots.
Well, it's like Wicked Weed does that cool cucumber, I think it's called.
A cucumber, yeah.
Yeah.
Which, actually...
It's a terrible name, I know.
They were part of the Beer Camp collab. So...
Oh. He's reading one of the cards.
That was the first one I picked up.
Uh-oh.
It says, that makes me want to stick my dick in it.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, that's the one that might get me disowned.
Oh, here's Bud in a good way.
There you go.
Oh, I'm being boring. I'm reading cards. Nobody can see me reading cards on the internet.
I do think, like, cool number, whatever that one was, is maybe not the best example, but... I think beer people love some puns, and so I think that's another reason why I fit into this community.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure you could do a ton of hot puns.
Oh, yes. We have a couple in our scoring tokens. Hop Steppa is one of them.
Nice. We actually, on our second episode, played a game where I compiled a list of beer names, as well as came up with my own, and when I read them out loud, everybody had to guess if it was a real beer or if I had made it up.
That's such a great idea.
It was really fun. That's a good party game to play.
Yeah, I think that went over really well. She stumped me on the lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have to say, and you enjoy sours, Lambic Pentameter was my most proud one I created.
Oh, that was yours?
Yeah, that was mine.
That's
I'm very
fantastic.
Proud of it.
I figured that was a professional, you know, pun creators.
Right? So good. It should be. I just have to create it. I have to make it.
There's a lot of beer names we have that we keep in our back pocket.
Yeah.
Because
I saw the other day Yeastus Christ.
I like that.
Oh, wow.
I thought that was a bit of a stretch.
Oh, that makes me think of the, oh, whose joke is it? It's Dane Cook. Of course it's Dane Cook. The Jesus, the crouton of Christ.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
When it goes silent, we drink. Sorry about that.
That's okay. Wish some of that could come through Skype. Next innovation in technology.
I know. Well, do you ever visit out this way? I know before we started recording, you said you had friends in Charlotte.
Yeah, I have a dear friend in Charlotte, and she lives near the Noda area. And,
oh, perfect. We were just there.
I saw that, actually, in my stalking. it's been a little while since I've been out there, though, so I'm not sure that I've ever been to a brewery there. I'll have to, check those out.
There are quite a few.
Yeah, and there's more popping up every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, Noda just brewed there. They just built their new brewery out there. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so next time you do plan it to come out this way, we should definitely meet up and do a brewery tour.
That would be fantastic. And if you guys are coming out SoCal way, let me know.
Absolutely.
I'd love to show you around downtown LA.
That sounds great.
That would be awesome.
We have a great California trip building up for us. Because I do another podcast. It's a nerd podcast. And through that, we got offered a tour of SpaceX. So
oh,
I'd love
excellent.
To come out there. Drink,
that's not very far away, yeah.
Drink beer with you guys and then go see some spaceships and then all kinds of cool
and
stuff.
And I have a friend happen. In San Francisco.
Yeah.
So we have a little tour we can make.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys might have to California. Block yeah. off some time.
Yeah.
It's a big state.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Absolutely.
But, and you have another demo coming up later today, right?
Yeah, I'm heading back to Strategicon later today, and that con goes 24 hours, so I didn't get home until after 1 a.m. last night, and so
wow.
gearing back up to start again. Yeah, yeah, they had almost around.
Wow.
That's serious.
That's a board game convention?
Tabletop games.
Okay.
Actually, there's party games and some video games there, too.
I've never been to a gaming convention. I've been to a lot of Comic Cons. But
yeah.
I've always wondered, like, do you have time to play the games? Like, they have them set up and you get to sit down and play them? Or are they demoing them for you? Or
yeah, you play. You kind of, you can sign up in advance for certain games that they're demoing. And
yeah.
and I guess demo is not really an accurate description because you are playing people. It's just like a play
yeah.
test or a game session. And so you... Like, whoever is running the game, they kind of give an indication of how long they think the game will go. And
okay.
And so it is kind of fun because you get a random array of people that don't necessarily know each other.
Mm-hmm.
And the fun thing about our game is that you do kind of get to know each other as you play. And so
yeah.
by the end, and of course, you know, everyone gets friendlier as they're drinking. And so
yeah.
it's kind of cool to see how many people, like, become friends on Facebook and everything as they go through the game.
Yeah.
And it brings people together, so that's kind of my favorite part of the whole thing.
That's awesome. Did you have any free time to kind of go and peruse what was on the floor?
Yeah, finally. I had like scheduled so many demos because we're in the middle of Kickstarter. I wanted to optimize the time. So when I finally got to leave the bar, which is where we were kind of holed up, I was like all of a sudden realizing the breadth of this con, which it was huge. There's three different floors, all full of tables, people playing
wow.
various games, and some really, really expansive setups where it's like this monster castle. And I imagine it took at least an hour to set up that game
yeah.
and then 3 hours to play it. So yeah, that's why I think it goes so long, because people get into these games and
yeah.
there's just no turning back.
Especially if they do like role-playing game kind of stuff, because you could be playing a game for 4 or 5 hours and you don't want to just play one game at a convention, you know?
Yeah. And I was kind of wondering if strategic game players would want to play a beer drinking game
yeah.
when they are going to need to like stay sharp and stay up all night to play whatever yeah. they're playing. But yeah. everybody was really, I mean, most people were drinking while they were playing in other various areas of the con too. So right. it was definitely, we found our people, I think.
Did you, so were you received well by people that were a little bit more like hardcore gamers? Like, did they appreciate the levity of something like this?
Yeah, for the most part. We have experienced a few kind of, snooty gamers. Yeah.
Yeah, what kind
they
of
don't like
what kind
the
of
idea
people...
that...
Go ahead. What kind Sorry. Of people do you find, like, levitating towards your game? Is it, like, the hardcore gamers, or is it kind of, like, the social kind of party kind of gamers?
I would say... hardcore gamers like a little levity to their gaming. I think that's a good word for it. I think the people that we've sort of experienced that are a little bit snobby about it are sick of Cards Against Humanity, and they think yeah. this is just kind of a knockoff of Cards Against Humanity.
Yeah.
And it is inspired by that, but it's definitely different. There's sort of a Mad Libs component of it, and then there's the character assassination part of it where you describe each other.
Right.
So it's not a straight rip off.
Yeah. I think every board game is, it has it gets something from another game. I think that's just a normal thing.
Yeah.
There's so many games that are just Monopoly.
Exactly.
Like, that Monopoly board has seen some use too.
Yeah, there's so many like resource allocation games too, like Settlers of Catan. It's the same mechanic concept. So for the most part, I mean, who doesn't like to play games and drink beer? You have to be like subhuman.
Get some pizza. That's what you need. You need the food pairing cards. So you need to have like, some pizza cards, a pizza expansion, a taco expansion.
Yes.
We have thought about doing like the cheesemonger version of the game.
I like that.
I can imagine that would pair really well with Read Between the Lines.
Exactly.
Doing the cheese. Yeah. That sounds like a good classy time.
Yeah, I also like to do the opposite, the white trash wine pairings and do like Slim Jim.
Get some box wine.
And yeah. cheese in a can, that sort of stuff.
Yes, boxed wine and cheese in a can. That is a good Friday night.
Yeah.
And we do also have the trademark pending for Whiskey Business.
Ooh,
which
I like that a lot.
Yet to come up with the actual mechanic or the concept for that one. I think it could get kind of ugly quickly if there was...
That makes the character assassination round even like deadlier.
Yes.
It gets really truthful.
It could be quite potent.
You just have to sign waivers beforehand, be like, we will not lose our friendship over this game.
And we will not drive.
Exactly.
Yes.
Make sure your roommates have their rent paid before you play the game.
Standard procedure.
Yeah. That's what I do before I play Mario Party.
You have to.
People start walking out.
Do you foresee yourself making like multiple different versions of these sort of games, very witty with different alcohols that you can drink?
I mean, that's kind of been the track that we've been going on. And once you create one game and you sort of go through that painful process of learning how to manufacture and import and warehouse and fulfill and distribute and all that, it's like you want to use that knowledge for something. So I think we'll probably continue to do it. It is definitely a side project to my full-time job.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So it is a lot. It ends up being, in particular with this Kickstarter, it's been a lot of work. So, but it's a labor of love. Like I love playing the game and seeing new people play it. So as long as it's still fun, I think we'll continue to do it.
So when you did the previous game, was that a Kickstarter project too?
That was, yeah. We launched that, and actually we had to rename the game, another lesson that we learned.
Yeah.
Fortunately, we got the trademark for Brouhaha and Whiskey Business in advance, but we didn't quite yet have the trademark for the original name of the game, which was Uncorked. And yeah, we kind of ran into a few other things called Uncorked that weren't very happy about that. So we ended up changing it, which was so, such a bummer at the time, but I actually really like the new name better. So it ended up being a happy mistake.
Yeah. Did you have a hard time trying to track down the manufacturing and stuff? Because I know, if it's not too much to ask, I'm just kind of a nerd about this, some of this stuff. But I know a lot of times when people have successful Kickstarters and stuff, people will approach them. Or is that something you had to like seek out to try to line up yourself?
Yeah, I had done quite a bit of research into it in advance, and we were getting some insanely high quotes for the wine game.
Right.
That it was starting to become a question of, is this ever going to be, we're going to lose money making this thing.
Yeah.
But then we were able to kind of just network and learn. Like, I knew it couldn't possibly cost this much to do it. And so it just took a lot of like networking and finding out who the right manufacturers are.
Yeah.
And then you're right, actually, and this was before we launched, so once we launched, then people did start coming to us, and then we were in a much different position. So there is very much a negotiation, or like, you know, there's room to negotiate if they know that you have the funding behind your mm-hmm. game, they're going to be much nicer and willing right. to kind of help you get to the price point that you're looking for, that yeah. sort of thing. So that wasn't something I had any idea that they would start coming to us. So it was good that we had done the research in advance and
yeah.
kind of knew what was the right price.
Yeah, that's awesome. And then, like you said, that makes it that much easier to go ahead and move forward and try to do more games.
Exactly, yeah. And we've got a couple of good partners in that.
Yes, so was the process for Brouhaha a little bit smoother this time around?
Yeah, I mean, we're pretty much, aside from any input that people have for cards and that sort of thing, we've got the quote, we're kind of like ready to go with it. Whereas with the wine game, we were still sort of making a lot of changes, redesigning it, still requoting, and trying to get down to the right price and all that. So I think with this one, we kind of know what we're doing. And we also have been able, we raised nearly I think it was a little more than $28,000 for Uncorked, which we used all of because we had so many startup costs. But this time around, we really realized we only need about $15,000 to do the full run. So we've been able to kind of get our costs down too. So yeah, hopefully we can continue on this track.
That's awesome.
Yeah, thanks.
That's so different. I think it's a really cool outlet for somebody who enjoys writing and being creative, and it's not an outlet you see many people gravitating towards, but yeah. that really shines through. You know, it made sense when you said you were a writer.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's definitely my creative outlet.
Does it feel like, as someone who is creative, how is designing a board game kind of similar to writing, or how is it different?
Yeah, it's definitely a lot of going back to the drawing board and editing. You know, the content, there's a lot of different levels of it. The design of the box, too, is something that I've gone all over the place with. You know, should it be a beer can?
Right.
Should it be, you know, what can we do cost effectively?
And I love the beer bottle exclamation point.
Oh, thank you. That's awesome. Something that carries through from the wine game, too. We have a wine bottle exclamation point.
Nice.
And yeah, so it really is like just refining, getting it down to the best possible version of it, because we've just had people, you know, tell us this card's kind of boring, and yeah. so we get rid of it, you know, we can yeah. put something more fun in.
Do you have friends that just refuse to hang out with you now because you made them test play it?
My friends are pretty sick of Brouhaha. I had a birthday just a week ago, and we had an event lined up because the venue, we went to Iron Triangle Brewing Company, and that was the date that they were willing to do it. And so, you guys, let's just pretend that's not my birthday this year. You don't have to come. you've been through enough Brouhaha.
So when you take it to breweries, what are the response from them?
You know, that is a good question, because some of the cards are not very flattering, and there is the potential for someone to say something very negative about their beer, but yeah. frankly, they get a kick out. I mean, for the most part, I haven't had anyone be legitimately offended. You know, it's all in good fun. But they're all about it because it's it's a great thing to entertain people and inspire them to buy more beer while they're sitting there at the tap room. So it's a great thing for them to have. And a lot of breweries have ordered a couple copies.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I think that's something that we're finding a lot more is breweries stocking their tap rooms with different board games and things to play. It's not just about going there to drink anymore. It's about going to a brewery to have an experience, and it's a social one. And I think board games and games like this really contribute to that.
I think a lot more are getting like family friendly. So like it's a place where you could take your whole family, have a couple beers. There's probably a food truck outside, and you can play some board games.
Yeah, it's an awesome, relaxing way to spend a Saturday or Sunday. Or a Tuesday or a Wednesday.
Sometimes you need that.
Hang out with people in the real world. Get FaceTime with people.
Yeah, get a change of scenery, try something new. And like you said, it helps them because if you want to keep playing, you got to keep buying beer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which
also, like you were talking about with the experience of this being a good game for people that don't know each other, that also makes it a very good game to have at a brewery or at a bar.
Yeah, yeah. And a lot of people have said, you should do this as an app. Like, how are you not doing this as an app? And I sort of love the low tech quality of this. Yeah. Like, you know, like you're not on your phone, you're hanging out, having quality time
with
one person. But an app could be cool.
Yeah. But I think like you said, you kind of lose the essence of it a little bit. It kind of is a more back to basics way to spend your time with your friends. I think that's why people like board games.
Yeah. I don't know. I've got a version of Cards Against Humanity on my iPad. It's like a pass and play game.
Okay.
And so it's cool because if you're just like, I don't know, waiting in line somewhere or like in the car, it's a way you can still play. I mean, obviously you're not gonna drink beer in the car, but
don't drink and drive.
But you can be at a place and just be like, oh hey, I have this cool thing you're passing around. It's still a community experience. It's not the same as having the cards in your hand and being able to stare people down and insult them with what's in your hand, but
it would be cool if you got access to the app through purchase of the physical game.
That would be cool.
And it would be a happy medium between the two.
I like that too. I think there's something about the app that suggests like you might just be drinking alone in a dark corner.
Oh my god.
That's very true. That's so sad.
That's the only thing that I always think about.
You're just picking the robot's randomly selected adjectives for the beer you're drinking.
Oh.
As they insult you in the assassination round.
Right.
You get assassinated. And then you have to watch the robots finish the game.
And they do little victory dances at the end.
And then you're just drunk and alone.
Oh. I like the brewery visual a lot better than this scenario.
Yes, me too. Oh, you guys, just so you know, we just got another backer through.
Nice!
Beautiful.
Yeah. Sorry, congratulations. This is like, it's like crack having this notification on your phone. Every time one comes through, you get a notice about it, so.
I haven't launched a Kickstarter yet. I've played around with the idea a few times, but I just know as soon as I do, I'm just going to be staring at my computer screen for like a week, just watching nothing happen.
It's hard when they're not coming in and you feel that.
Do you just get little notifications on your phone?
Yeah, you get little notifications and then you get an email and basically, I have it set up where I'm getting way too many notifications every time it comes in. Like, I get a fax message and a bird flies by. That's how it feels. But, it's really exciting when you get one.
Did you find that you kind of hit, like, a tipping point? Like, was there a point where it was like, okay, well, some people know about this, and then it's like, okay, people really are starting to find out about this now?
It's been a pretty steady climb, honestly. I'm looking at the funding progress right now, and they create this cool visual of it. And there's definitely some plateaus and some little spikes, and it's typically when we've had events that we have spikes. But every Kickstarter, always people start coming through at the end. You get like a, it's kind of like a huge amount of activity in the beginning and then a huge amount of activity in the end. And the middle is just like, you're falling apart inside because you're like, are we going to do this? I don't know. So I definitely have a lot of lessons learned from crowdfunding. If you ever do a Kickstarter, we should definitely chat. But it is, it feels like a full-time job because you really can't rest until you get to your goal because there's always more that you could be doing, you know? Right. So it's a little, it's an undertaking.
And then once you hit your goal, you got to think about stretch goals and then you didn't plan for those. And
Yeah. We actually have some stretch goal ideas. We have not been sure that we've been able to flex them.
You have heard it here first. If you want to find out what the stretch goals are, make sure they hit that first goal.
We have, I mean, the unfiltered, Brouhaha Unfiltered is one of them, which we've already talked about. And then our plan is to have the little scoring tokens that you guys see there. They're currently buttons that I made with my button maker.
Yeah.
Which is a really, really cool hobby of mine. Not at all.
I'm well aware of the button game.
But those are going to be basically cardboard cutouts of bottle caps. And if we can... If we could get to a higher, we've like checked into the pricing on bottle caps and like to have legitimate bottle caps with the.
That would be really cool.
It would be way cooler. So that's a stretchable idea too.
Nice.
And she can only do those things if everybody listening right now goes to her Kickstarter and helps reach the first main goal.
Yeah. I wish we just had phones ringing in the background, like PBS or something. Yeah.
That'd be so great. So how far are you this very moment from your goal?
At this very moment, we are we're $325 away from our goal.
Guys.
That's great.
That is like...
She's like there.
10 people getting
we're
a game.
We're almost there. Come on, keep going. We need your money more than ever.
You can do children. This. Yes.
But in all seriousness, if anyone's listening, grab a copy. Just go to Kickstarter.com and search for Brouhaha, and you'll see us there, very brinking on the verge of the finish line.
Beautiful. We actually posted the Kickstarter on the Crafted For You Facebook page this past week.
Yeah.
So hopefully everybody listening likes us on Facebook, and that is a very quick and easy way.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to throw another incentive out there. If the person who puts it over mentions that they heard about it here, we'll get them a t-shirt as well.
Oh, cool. So, yeah. All right, yeah, just put it in. You can message me through Kickstarter and definitely mention Crafted For You.
Yeah. Matter of fact, we can probably just give a t-shirt to anybody that donates. Right? Yeah. We got enough. Yeah.
If you mention that you heard about it here, Crafted For You, you get a t-shirt if you donate.
Woo-hoo! I love that idea.
Yeah. So, and if you're close enough to come pick it up, we'll also pour you a pint of homebrew from our kegerator.
Yeah.
For those in Greensboro or the North Carolina area. And then you can play around.
I'll pledge my own so I can come grab a t-shirt and a brew.
I think you deserve a t-shirt. I think we got to make that happen.
This box is going back to her, right?
Yeah.
We'll throw some buttons and stuff in there, too.
Okay.
So you'll be getting some cool swag.
Yeah. You guys have a great name, by the way. I love it.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah, our buddy designed our logo.
Yeah, we have our own personal graphic designer. We're very lucky to have him.
Yeah.
Who is that?
So, our friend Trey Hooper.
Nice.
So, we link to him anytime we post our logo or anything on our Instagram. You can find his, and he's always posting the cool artwork and designs that he does. He does a lot of different signage here around town, and he also does, like, a little bit of woodwork and vinyl work and cool stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Well, on that note, I know you do have, like you said before, more demos to get to, and we don't want to make you late to those.
Okay, yeah. Well, you guys are going to play a couple rounds then?
I think we are, yeah.
Yeah, we're itching to.
Well, I can't wait to hear it. I guess I'll just tune in later and hear how it goes.
Yeah, I will message you when this episode goes live, which will be today.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, it's been so nice talking to you guys. Yeah. Thank you very much for your support.
And let us know if you have more games coming out, even if they're not beer games, because we like games, obviously, that involve alcohol. And like I said, I've got another podcast that's a nerd podcast where we talk about board games and stuff like that. And it seems like a great game. So I can't wait to play it and see what you do next, too.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much. And I hope you'll come out to LA and we'll get to have a beer together.
Yeah. Definitely. It's on the list.
All right. Well, cheers. Enjoy the game. Be nice to each other.
Cheers.
We'll try. Cheers.
Okay. Bye, guys.
Bye. Bye.
And we are back. We took a little break to get those hot headphones off of our ears. The Skype call thing is... This is the first time you guys have done a Skype call, right?
It's very strange.
Weird. Yeah, hearing yourself talk.
Because you're talking, and then like a second behind you're talking, you're hearing yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. You like want to wait till your words are done.
Sorry for the slow-mo in the beginning, guys.
It always throws the guests off too, because like they're all like, yeah. Anyway, but we got the game set up. I am the brewmaster. We rolled to see who goes first, and that means the first thing I have to do is describe the beer we're drinking, much like on the Crafted for You podcast. It is the Unknown Brewing Company's pre-game session
pale ale,
and it is 4.5% by volume. And it says today is going to be a big day, maybe a tailgate. Pontoon party, a wedding, or running with the bulls. It's time to pre-game. But we're not pre-gaming, we're gaming. So let's do it. You want to explain the rules?
Yeah, so like you said, you pick who the brewmaster is for each round. And then we all pour a beer, same one. And Alyssa and I will be the ones describing the beer, giving it to you. And then you get to pick... which you think is the funniest or that you like the most.
Or
and
is
then,
a more accurate description.
And then the more accurate one. No. It's 2 points.
Oh, so I picked the more accurate one and the better one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So should we both... We have these little envelopes in which we give Chris our cards. Should we each have one if we're giving him multiple cards?
Oh, yeah. And then we'll switch it up.
Yes.
Yeah.
So then he could just shuffle these. He could just like...
Vamp for a second. I'm going to dry this off.
Oh, the table got a little wet.
There's a little condensation happening. Can we drink? Can I drink this?
Yeah, beer? Yeah, you can totally drink. So this is Unknown. They're out of Charlotte, North Carolina.
How are you supposed to describe the beer if you're not drinking it?
You? What? Oh, well, I mean right now, or if there's going to be a timed... Chris is taking over Sassy right now for me.
I am.
This is actually one of my favorite beers. Side note. I had this for the first time last year at a Charlotte night.
Yeah,
which was
their baseball team
at the baseball game.
Nice.
Anyway,
that's awesome.
So we were pre-gaming that day
with your parents.
Yes,
good time.
While these guys are thinking about what cards they're gonna play, I'm being sassy because I have the home field advantage today. Because we're recording in the neighbor actor's. I'm also shoving coffee cake in my face. We are recording at the neighbor actor's studio today, so. I'm feeling especially sassy on my home turf.
And you're on the other side of the table from us, too.
I am, yeah. Staring you guys down. I feel all official.
I feel like you're the host right now, and we feel like guests. It's kind of weird. Usually we sit around a round table.
Yeah. And it's right all now, equal. It's just me and then you guys, and I've got like this whole... I've got my cake and my beer and my coffee.
You got all the things. You have everything you
all
need.
All the things. I love this studio.
I'm going to shuffle these around.
Yeah, I didn't see whose was whose anyway.
Perfect.
Okay, brouhaha. Is it like in Clue when you put the
put it in the
folder in the middle of the table? This is a little, that's pretty cool. This is the print and play version, I guess. This is the demo version.
Super beta.
Golden Burp Fuel. Let me taste this.
Oh yeah, you should try it before you go picking.
Okay. Man, I wish Pop was back from the movie right now.
It would make it a little more interesting.
Okay, so when we put them in here, it's in order of...
I think it's top.
So, because the noun's on the bottom, so I'm reading them from...
I guess pick which way you think it sounds good.
Yeah.
Okay, so this would actually probably be subtle in my mouth, liquid murica.
Or in my mouth, that's subtle, a good one.
Liquid murica.
Liquid murica is a good one.
Liquid murica is a good.
So you have to pick which also is your favorite.
Burp Fuel or Liquid Murica? Well, I got to take an especially... Both of these require a big gulp of beer, I think. Both
Murica and Burp Fuel. Yeah, I think chugging is appropriate in this situation.
I think they kind of go hand in hand. American chugging and Burt feel. I guess maybe even for like this game itself, we may want to just give out 1 point.
Yeah, I was saying that.
Whichever one you like the most.
Like Cards Against Humanity. This beer is much more America than Burp Fuel.
Yes. I win.
So you get a little button.
I get a button.
It's not quite carbed enough to be Burp Fuel.
So now we have to take more cards so that we have 4 and 4 again.
And then
what'd she say? I get to call you out.
Yeah, it can be called. Oh, that was, I think, a house rule.
If you want to trade in a card where you're like, man, I'm never going to use this card.
Take a drink.
You have to chug your beer. Yeah.
Yeah, chug your beer.
Like, chug like a good, like.
Oh, get like a good.
Yeah.
Okay, like a real sip.
Okay.
And then for every round, we have to also drink another beer.
Tim Allen man sips. That's how I've started. Anytime I say man adjective, I always put Tim Allen in front of it because I feel like it's not really about sex. It's just how Tim Allen would feel about it.
I think that's awesome. You get like such a great visual when you say Tim Allen.
Because I just think of like Tool Time, like the man kitchen and everything's like stainless steel and automated.
Can we be the brewmaster this time?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. Oh, geez, I'm going to pour a little bit of beer.
I'm going to get real not sober real quick, guys.
Good thing we have these great pastries.
Mm-hmm.
That's important.
Brought to you by Starbucks.
Don't say things like that, Jeff.
Not on this podcast.
You get us sued. Yeah. are Starbucks pastries that we did not pay for. But
they were gifted.
In no way is Starbucks affiliated with
this podcast.
Our receiving of these coffee cakes.
So what we'll be drinking now is Nickel Point Brewing Company's Vienna Lager.
I got an idea. What are we both putting in 2? Is that too much? To do the 2 points still? We both put in like...
Oh, that's not a bad idea. Put 2 different sets.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We could totally do that.
I don't know how. We need more folders, though, I guess.
Oh, there's more.
Are there more?
There's like 6 of them in there.
Yeah, let's do that then. Because that would be more fun to have options anyway.
Okay.
And then you really don't know who is what.
So here's another one. Sweet. And here's another one.
Up here, this game is best played with probably 4 or more people, would be my guess.
So this beer is also 5.1%, 24 IBUs, and they are out of Raleigh, North Carolina.
Okay. So the way we're going to do it is the card that you can read Brouhaha on is going to be the last one to read.
Okay. So start from the one that faces
and
you.
And you can combine cards to make like little phrases.
So you put up to 4 cards, right?
Yeah, you can put up to 4 cards. Let's
see. What was this beer again?
The Vienna Lager. This would be right up your alley.
Oh, I like it. I like it.
This is one we went to and they were out of it. We had their blonde, but this is like their number one seller. This is their flagship. So we had to go up to a bottle shop like 2 blocks away just to buy this beer. So this is the part where I'm supposed to sing too. Is that what she said?
Yeah. You gotta sing. Yeah. You don't have to sing. I'm not gonna sing.
I didn't sing.
So you didn't. No, I'm not gonna sing. I can't sing. That'd be terrible. I don't want the.
I don't have really good listeners. Cards. Can I trade in cards?
You gotta drink some beer then.
Trade in some cards too. Oh man, those are both so good. I need to save that one. Vanilla.
Are you sure it's not Burt Fuel? That last one.
Vanilla's getting traded. All beer is Burp Fuel, Jeff.
Very generic.
All beer is Burp Fuel. I'm going to trade these in. So I have to take 2 gulps. Is that how that works?
Sure.
Overpowering vanilla is now gone.
Yeah, we don't have any vanilla beers.
No, that is a trash card.
I'm excited for these cards that they're going to put in. So if you guys haven't got on the Kickstarter yet, they're very close. I think they're what, like $300 we said earlier?
Yeah, $300. That's... I think they're going to reach it in no time. Especially when I first looked at the Kickstarter, they were like $2,000 or $3,000 away, I think.
I think the last time I looked, they were at 9. and that was like 2 days ago. So they're really, she's doing some work at those cons. She's getting her money's worth.
This is cool because it gives you a chance to actually describe the beer, and then it gives you a chance to just be ridiculous.
All right, yeah, I'll just shuffle them.
I like those envelopes.
Yeah, they're nicely made.
I wish every game like this had those. There's another game. There's a podcast I listened to, a few podcasts I listened to. There's a guy named Justin Robert Young. He's a podcaster, and he made a game called The Contender, which is similar to this or Cards Against Humanity, but instead of constructing flavor profiles or ridiculous answers to questions, you construct political speeches.
Huh.
Yeah. So if you guys buy this and all of Audra's awesome games, check that one out too.
I know these would be like a cool collection.
Yeah.
And it's great because depending on the group of friends that you have coming over, you can pick any one of them depending on what they like to drink.
And they're theoretically, you know, if you like the homebrew stuff, theoretically the mechanics are similar enough to other games like it that there's some compatibility there too. So you could throw in some Cards Against Humanity.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know.
Yeah.
A pile of dead midgets with what I, you know, yeah.
That's hilarious. There.
All right, Jeff.
So the first one is boring wheat toast. Okay.
Okay.
Interesting.
Keeping it straight. Got my poker face on.
Poker face.
So I'm like reading from like this one to this one. That's what I did with the first one.
Okay.
So, thin liquid seduction. Okay. Liquid seduction. A little sexy.
Oh, this is...
This is a four-parter. Wait. I'm really confused in the order.
I think this one reads this way.
Okay. Foam party finish with a soapy aftertaste with a hint of steaming garbage. I don't know if that's just how I would describe this beer.
Just a foam party, really.
And then lastly, let's see. Giggle juice with a it's complicated relationship status. Giggle juice.
Giggle juice.
You're picking two.
Yeah, so I'm going to... The funny one, I'm going to go to the foam party.
Oh! 2 points.
And then...
1 point.
1 point.
1 point. I got 2 points.
I'm going to go with the thin liquid seduction.
Okay.
Yeah.
As the more accurate... Nice. I don't think it's that thin, but I think it's a little seductive.
Well, I just got it makes me want to drink.
I only had funny cards.
I only had, like, very accurate cards. I picked the same one. I want to... All these buttons are different. Porter pounder. This one says barley legal.
This is great. Oh, man.
Here's all the...
I should have asked her if I could just steal one of her buttons. Since we're giving her buttons.
Oh, yeah, we are giving her buttons back.
These are cool buttons.
I'm sure she didn't send you, like, the file for this.
Oh, that's true, because I can just make my own.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll have to ask her about that.
Okay.
Oh,
now I gotta.
Oh shit! I didn't drink my beer yet.
You gotta drink your beer, Jeff.
Gladly promote her her board game, her card game on anything that is suitable for me to put pins on, which is a lot of things. How many cards did we get?
4 of each.
Mm. So since we're doing the double-handed round. We can,
Oh, I got great cards, and now I'm the brewmaster. God.
7-letter word score going on, where you just ditch all your cards. Ow, wow. You get so into the mode of talking on the podcast that I almost just started reading my cards out loud.
Just narrating.
Just vamping. So my cards.
My cards are... So for this next round, we will be drinking Oscar Blues IPA, which is 6.43%.
I'm actually going to take 4 cards, so I'm going to do a little, like, little partial chug, because these are all terrible.
Oh, chug it, Jeff.
So that was 2 of each.
Chugging IPAs is not easy.
Get it down. get it down. Yeah, the beer you're drinking changes the...
Oh, man.
Man, this game would give you a really interesting hangover.
Yeah, because you want to do such different things.
Oh, this smells delicious. What was this beer?
Oscar Blues IPA.
Oh, yeah, describe it.
I did. I told them it's 6.43%. This one, it's brewed here in North Carolina. On the top of the can, it says, Blue Dream, to other realms our souls must roam.
Man, I got crappy cards again. But it'll be alright.
I got great cards, and I'm not playing this round.
I should have kept that,
So you guys better...
Soap finish.
Step it up. Soap finish.
I wish I had the soap finish in a good way, because it is soap finish in a good way.
I got, like, a very accurate one. Like, both of mine are accurate, but I want to use more.
I have dick for cards.
Let's do this. So, the way I'm going to do it is... as soon as you pull it out, that's the first card you read.
Okay.
So the card you read them from, it's
top. Facing you. So like as soon as you pull it out, that's the way you read it.
Okay, cool. I see what you're doing.
I think that's the easiest way to do it.
Oh man, what do I want to get rid of? That's not going to be as good as I want it to be. That's four cards.
I think mine's somewhat accurate.
Four.
Kind of.
Take some gulps.
You really gotta know what the beer tastes like.
You don't. You have envelopes.
Man.
Yeah, enjoy it. Back.
You got all the soapy beers.
Wasted my soap card.
This is the most.
Oh Jesus Christ!
This is gonna be good.
I just got a good card. Oh, the cards I threw away. What card?
What? What are you doing? Oh, the throwaway cards.
Yeah, I just gotta read them.
Oh.
I got Headless, Velvety, Monster, and Dream. Okay.
Yeah, they're not very funny.
No, those ones are dumb.
I'm sure.
But Velvety can be a good one, because there are some, very velvety beers.
Let me try this again.
Chris just really likes the beer. I don't blame him. Oscar Blues. They make some, good shit.
I had to make sure that my description was correct. So we're doing it.
Yep. So that one you'll read first.
It's out there.
There you go.
And now I need to playing games on
a podcast is weird.
A podcast is weird.
Because you got to be talking the entire time. You can't have that little silence.
Yeah, this one's kind of so stupid. That card's kind of funny though. Hopefully it's just funny though.
Let's do this. Burp fuel. All right, guys.
Let's do it.
We've got barley soda with hints of fresh car scent. We've also got dad beer that packs a punch. Swill. Not suitable for gulping. Accurate. accessible liquid halitosis. And on the bottom of the liquid halitosis card, it says, anybody got a Tic Tac? I haven't noticed if any have been. Let's see. I'm going to pick as my accurate one, barley soda with hints of fresh car scent.
Boom.
There's your soapy.
That's my soapy.
Yeah. And my
take
funny...
Take my little MILF stout button here. These buttons are great.
I'm going to go with not suitable for gulping.
Sweet. That was me. Steph.
Since I literally said that.
I had that card before I switched my cards out.
Maybe just... Started beautiful. Gulping it.
Just chug it.
Okay, so this one says MILF Stout. And it's just, what's the picture on this one? It's just a stout in a stout glass.
Okay.
This one says Porter Pounder. And it's a porter next to a quarter pounder with cheese.
This one is good, Jeff, for Pig Pounder. This says Grog Hog.
I saw that. That's the one I have.
Yeah.
triple hitter. Triple EL. Dirty blonde.
All right, so we got one more beer, and then we'll start the character assassination.
IPA hole.
I like that one.
Okay.
So I hope you're ready for this one.
Oh, is this the...
This is the most sour beer I've ever had.
Oh, am I the brewmaster for this one?
Yup.
Damn it.
Do you want me to be the brewmaster?
No.
I have
You still get to drink it.
No, I know, but I've just had a card that I was saving for that beer.
Oh.
It was, wine-like.
Kinda, this one. You'll find out.
Better than...
When you're done.
The other cards that I had.
I'm gonna take a little more.
Oh, man. We've all drank quite a bit.
I'm afraid of this beer.
We normally don't drink so many different styles.
This is kind of... This is a normal amount of beer, but we usually drink this amount of beer...
Throughout an hour.
Throughout the whole hour and not just...
In... What has it been?
15 minutes.
15 minutes.
Having said that, we are by no means drinking entire beers. We probably had...
Yeah, we're splitting a can three ways.
We've had, what, 4 cans, so we've had like a beer piece.
Yeah. But still, to be chugging and...
Yeah, no, it's a lot of alcohol real quick.
Did you try that yet?
I did not. Oh, I gotta describe the beer. Wow, I am the worst at this. This is the Flanders Red from the Wild Sour series, a product of the USA.
It's a Distill Brewing. It's up there on top.
Okay.
Holy shit.
Flanders Style Red Ale. Oh, unfiltered, spontaneously fermented wild sour ale. I can't find the ABV. Oh, 6.1. 15 IBUs. I would hope it's 15 IBU. It would be weird if it was much higher than that and it was a sour.
I told you, man.
What does that smell like? It smells like... Swill. That's what I would define it as. Swill. That's a... very familiar smell. It's good. Very sharp on the tongue and the jowls. Alright, this is our last round, right?
Yeah, I'm getting rid of that card.
My unused cards were delicate, balanced, big-boned, wine-like, smack, deliciousness, suds, and walk in the woods. Oh, man, I wish I had suds with the, with the soap. I was just trying to stack it to make it as funny as possible. Foam party suds with a soapy aftertaste would have been beautiful.
That would have been.
Especially with the garbage flavor on it, too. What happens at the foam party stays at the foam party.
Oh, I lost a sleeve on this one.
What are some of the other... Let me read some of these other buttons. Man, these guys are trying to stack their decks, dude. They're getting rid of all the bad cards. This is getting cutthroat. There's not going to be enough beer to drink. This one's a Beer Geek, and it is a... what's that kind of glass called, Jeff?
Like a tulip?
Yeah.
Kind of.
Wearing dark rimmed glasses. This one, I'm setting these in my points pile, just to let you guys know. I'm not doing that.
Stealing all the points?
Stealing all the points. I think, are there any others? I think we read them all.
Yeah, I think so.
Beer Hunter. It's a bottle with a an arrow through it.
Are you drinking for all these cards that you're taking?
Oh, I'm gonna.
You're gonna have to... go buy more beer.
I've got another growler.
Oh. Well, I see that.
That's what happens when you work at a brewery.
I know.
It's wonderful.
Here we go. I'm excited for this round.
I didn't get that good of cards. I'm kind of disappointed.
It'll be okay. Switching out my cards.
Who's winning? Oh, you guys are tied.
Yeah, which means Alyssa's about to win.
Unless I win them both.
Unless you win them both.
And then we'd all be tied.
Either way.
No, I'd win.
Jeff wins. I have already lost at this point.
Oh, yeah.
I have 2 points, and I'm not going to get any more points.
This is definitely a game you need to play with at least 4 people.
Or longer.
Oh no,
or
we have another round now. We have the character assassination round.
Oh.
So you can win.
I don't know how that works. That's some nonsense.
We describe you as if you were a beer.
This is a sour beer, folks.
Groovy, satisfying, with notes of freshly opened Band-Aid. Holy shit, that is accurate. Surprise silly sauce, piece de resistance. It's a lot of big words.
It's a very smart sentence.
Liquid bread that's like licking the inside of a tree. Laughing water with a trace of...
diacetyl?
Yeah. What is diacetyl? Is it on here? This chemical gives butter its characteristic flavor, but can also be found in beer. First and foremost, definitely groovy, satisfying, with notes of freshly opened Band-Aid.
Yes!
There is some definite Band-Aid on the back end.
Ooh, I got the Dirty Blonde pin.
And then liquid bread that's like licking the inside of a tree.
Yeah. Triple hitter.
Nice.
Alyssa just took the lead.
Coming out on top.
Oh, I guess this is me and you.
Okay, now it's the character assassination. This is where we all get mad at each other.
Oh, I threw all my cards in like a dope.
That's fine.
This is what I was talking about with the print and play cards, Alyssa. You need to get the
laminate.
The sleeves.
Card sleeves.
That's nice.
And they're not cheap. They're not cheap. It's really nice. Anytime I've done the print and plays, I'll take a couple decks of playing cards, put the playing card in, put this. These are nice stock paper, but I'll just do it on crappy. Just
I got the same card twice.
What?
I'm gonna...
Oh, assassination. What if it's flattering? Is that acceptable? Can you pander?
What?
Can you be flattering?
Sure. You don't have to insult the person.
Yeah, you can do. So how does that work? Do we each...
You have to describe me as if I was a
beer
person.
Yeah, like we do a round per person?
Yeah, every person.
And then how do you get points for this?
Same. I think it's the same thing.
Whatever.
What do you think
find
is funny and most accurate?
Okay. Okay.
So we'll do it the same, I think the same way.
So does Jeff, we're doing...
We have to do me.
We have to do Jeff. I mean, I'm experienced.
We probably should have only done three beers, because there's only three of us, but oh well.
Yeah,
that means there's an extra
round.
That's fine.
All right, so we're doing...
Moi.
Why not?
And you, if you do finish your beer, there's one more Guiler, like I said.
Dude.
So we're doing two.
Yeah, we'll do the same way we were doing it. Thank you, sir.
Woo. Just locked in my answer.
Yes.
Is this like double Jeopardy?
If only. Is it? Can I wager? Can I wager my 2 points?
Yes.
I'm not doing that. Right. Sounds like
one.
A mistake. Somebody got a true daily double, Alex.
Are you going to wager Texas with a dollar sign?
Yeah. Oh, I wish I had a better Sean Connery impression.
Okay.
All right, Jeff, let's find out what we really think of you.
Oh, it's going to be awful. I'm so scared. I hate you guys. Oh, let me mix these up.
We're the worst.
I've got some good ones for you coming up.
I'm so excited.
Sounds
make...
like a preemptive divorce. I don't know.
This could make or break our date night following this recording.
All right, so it's Nitrolicious Elixir of Life Serum. I like it.
What is
rolls
the
off the tongue nicely.
Nitrolicious say at the bottom? There's like a little thing about it.
Adding nitrogen to beer gives it much smaller bubbles for a smoother, creamier experience. So instead of adding CO2, you add nitro.
Yes.
It's delicious. Usually with stouts.
Yeah. IPAs are weird.
I don't know if I've had a nitro IPA.
Guinness makes one, and so does Sam Adams.
It's weird. It's weird.
Because Guinness has the nitro taps.
I like this one. Barrel of fun with out of this world galaxy hops. I like galaxy hops.
That's what wins it. Not yep.
Barrel of fun. malt accent leprechaun. That's not much of a
it should have just been leprechaun.
Just leprechaun. hearty carnival hash ish.
Hashish? Yeah.
Hashish.
Like yeah. the hairs on marijuana.
Oh, I was thinking like hash. Never mind. You're right.
Yes, exactly thinking, like hash, Jeff.
Yeah.
That's exactly what we're
yes. Let's see. I'm gonna do the leprechaun as probably the most accurate.
Yes. Nice. What's your favorite?
And then I like the Nitrolicious.
Yeah.
Oh damn!
Pulling both of them.
You just gave her the game, Jeff.
They were good.
That's why I wanted you to read it. I definitely wanted just to make sure everyone knows
that
I picked Nitrolicious because it's a smooth, creamy elixir of life serum.
I thought I had it with a barrel of fun.
The barrel of fun.
And the galaxy.
The barrel of fun was good. So you have an envelope? No, there's the other one.
Here's the other one.
Cool. There you go.
Wow, how did that happen? What? That was a repeat of Barrel of Fun that I got.
I got the leprechaun repeat.
Do I have
repeat.
A drink for that? I guess I do.
No. I wouldn't drink for repeats.
I'm going to drink.
Okay. You can drink anyway. What do you think of this beer?
I like it. It is very sour. It is not quite as sour as I imagined from the way you guys described it.
I think we drink it warmer. That beers are
sense.
More sour the
that
warmer they are.
Yeah. Because I kind of expected it to be, you know, the Warheads candies with the goop in the inside?
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be like biting into one of those. It's not quite that bad. It is Warhead sour.
It is definitely one of the more sour beers.
I'm going to do these two. These are good. This one's just weird.
This one's gonna be so bizarre.
I'm so excited to know what you guys think of me in beer terms.
It's just stupid. It's just stupid.
I'm gonna trade these three in because none of these are like. These are not good ones
I'm
at all.
Trading in so many cards.
Trade.
I'm just gonna.
As I set up for an Instagram photo.
Oh, no, I'm not. Am I? Yeah, I want to know what else I can get.
So far, the this round has been amicable.
Oh, yeah, you should post that. That's awesome.
You guys, these little button tokens are really fun. I know Audra was saying she wants to get bottle caps, and I think that would be really cool.
Bottle caps would be cool.
But if she can still print these awesome little things on them, I think they're adorable.
Okay, I think we're good. Oh, scheisse.
I'm so excited.
Water from Chernobyl. That's me.
Not yeah. I drink it.
Pastry.
That will definitely give you cancer.
Pastry like water from Chernobyl. Chernobyl.
Trebek.
Ah, oh, there we go with the Sean Connery thing again, man.
You just gotta go back to it.
Why do some Jeopardy?
Okay. All right. A whirling dervish of highly concentrated malt shop malts. Okay.
You just used malt twice in a sentence.
A malty
it's
malt.
It's a malt shop. It's an adjective and then
a noun. And a noun. It's two different things. Palate pulverizer that hits your taste buds like a flavor dart.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we already gave two away.
I think if that one had been Chris's, the table would have flipped over. What the fuck is going on here? The next one is evil bubblegum, which I kind of like. That might be my new Instagram bio.
Evil bubblegum. This should be your name on there.
Oh my god, it's really sour. We're drinking all.
I told you, man.
Oh. And this one is grassy miracle creation in a can.
That's like an IPA right there.
Yeah.
I like that. That's a good one.
Oh, I just squeaked from the sour.
I think I'm gonna go with the most.
Yeah.
Accurate.
I don't want to.
It's just got like a little.
Grassy miracle creation in a can because I'm a gift to all of you.
You're choosing that one?
Yeah.
Hell yeah! I'll take that point.
Yeah. And the next one, I'm gonna go with evil bubblegum.
Yeah.
You guys like the malt shop malts?
I do really like the malt shop malts.
That's fun.
That's what I was laughing about when I was looking at my cards.
I think that's hilarious. I'm really glad that you got both of those cards so that you could use them. I will say that I loved all four selections. It was hard to choose. Thank you, guys.
What is that?
This is the Borer IPA from Pig Pender.
Yeah, this is... The newest?
No, this is the old one.
Oh.
It's not the hop hog.
Okay.
Nothing says toothpaste in your orange juice like an IPA after that sour.
Or putting Ooh. IPA in your sour.
Ooh. Oh. Now we get to do Chris.
I'll get there. I'm scared, guys.
You should be.
Oh, no.
What are you doing?
So long without finding out what you guys actually think of my irresponsible ass. I'm so tired of vamping. Just keep
I've got
talking.
Some good cards here.
I've got a good. I got a four barter maybe. It's in the works. Maybe.
The Borer looks like a badass dude.
Yeah. He's got like a mohawk, I think, right?
Yeah, a little like stud mohawk.
Oh, yeah.
On his like little leather. There's no way that could actually protect your head if you like fell off a bike, right?
No. Leather. No way.
On your head.
But it's badass.
But it's badass. You'd probably do worse. You just have studs in your.
In your skull. Head, and your skull. You're dead.
You're dead. Okay.
Okay. Oh, you didn't pick up all of the That's things, right. Jeff.
Jeff.
Evil bubblegum.
Why are you dropping shit? Do you like the Whirling Dervish card?
Yes.
Cause it was the Whirling Dervish of Malt Shop Malts? Was that
yeah,
what it was?
Whirling yeah. Of Malt Shop Malts. They're in order here, but that was definitely.
Did you do yours?
I did one of them.
Alright, there's my two. Which left me.
Whirling Dervish of highly concentrated malt shop malts.
Highly concentrated. I'm gonna put that down. I'm gonna grab another one.
Is there three there? Oh, sweet.
No, that's not a chuggable beer.
Oh, you just did it too? Oh, yeah, man. Oh. You look like you just got, like, turned down for prom.
It's like that bitter beer face.
That I don't need. This is hard. Oh, here we go. I'm putting something together.
She's got it.
I do like that you can kind of just keep grabbing cards, though. Because what is it? Cards Against Humanity, you can trade in, but you can only trade in, like... It's not real. I don't think it's really a thing you can do.
I don't think it is. I think it's more of a house rule.
Like, here you go.
But with this, you can just kind of get good cards. You don't have to sit on
You just keep drinking.
Cards.
Yeah, you just drink.
I think in Cards Against Humanity, you can turn your cards in at the end of the turn. I think that's how it works.
Oh, yeah, per turn, per
is
round.
Is that what it is? Yeah, at the end of the round. I'm shuffling every day. I'm shuffling every day. Ooh. I'm shuffling.
You pounded too?
I pounded that sour. You guys, I do not
pound
recommend.
That sour. Triple sexy potion that's basically soda. Metallic notes with mad hops that lingers on the palate. That lingers and lingers on the palate. Oh, that's pretty good too. These are okay. Okay. Blonde brisky hipster party starter. Nectar lager fit for a solo cup. Wow. These are, I am flattered, guys.
They're all basically
these are
party
all
cards.
Pretty good. Triple sexy potion that's basically soda. Metallic's gotta go. The lingers and lingers on the palate. Like, you guys made me feel bad for not taking a shower this morning. blonde brisky hipster party starter. Nectar lager fit for a solo cup.
Man. Oh, man. I'm proud of us. Whatever happens here, Jeff, I'm proud of us.
You're gonna win, unless I win both.
The blonde has thrown me for a loop.
Oh...
But
you have been blonde.
But the hipster party starter is just so good. Yeah, we're gonna go with triple sexy potion that's basically soda and blonde brisky hipster party starter.
Yes,
those are both of us. I did the blonde.
Nice.
And I did those two.
Nice. Which one did you do?
I did the one in
metallic.
Or I did the metallic.
I did metallic. I did the other.
Wow, those are both. You guys did a fantastic job. That is awesome.
I'm happy with the cards that were drawn. Here we go.
That might be...
Porter Pounder. Oh, look. I got Hog and Pounder.
Nice. So, Alyssa won.
I won, guys.
Dang.
This was fun.
I am Instagramming these immediately.
These are so accurate. Oh, wait. Where did the evil bubble go?
Oh, these are upside down.
Go.
That's so true. We should just take a picture of everybody's intent.
So, I hope you guys liked listening to us play this game and you kind of have the know-how how to do it now.
Yeah, because this is definitely a game I want to play again.
This is
more people.
This is fun. I'm not going to lie. When she was talking about people being bored with Cards Against Humanity, I am that guy.
Yeah, there was like a solid like year where we played it like every party,
yeah.
Chris.
And then when I stopped playing it with you guys, all my other friends started playing it. And when they stopped playing it, you guys started playing it again. But this is really fun. I mean, because you're drinking beer, the assassination round is awesome.
We didn't even do it the way that... We didn't even, like, insult each other.
No,
that was
yeah,
pretty
you didn't
accurate.
Have to. Like, we just kind of, like, complimented. It would be fun to do since we kind of homebrewed it and did... Ha, homebrew. homebrewed it, and that's what she should call. We need to tell her that. The house rules section...
Needs to be the homebrew.
Needs to be the homebrew section.
Audra!
Humber section.
But the... since we sort of humbered the rules, it would have been cool to do a compliment and an insult. Like one of each.
I like it.
Yeah.
And you get to pick the kindest word and like...
Yeah.
The one that most insulted you.
Yeah.
I
both,
like that.
The one that offends you the most and the one that flatters you the most.
Yeah.
Triple sexy potion. That's basically so.
Well, anyway, while Chris is Instagramming his very accurate descriptions, I will let you guys know that we are on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Untapped.
Just got a tinnitus episode, guys. I'm sorry.
What?
I just got a tinnitus.
Ringing.
So I got just like hit me like a ton of bricks. Headphones, man. Sorry.
Yeah, well, for a second, I thought you were still wearing headphones. I was like, am I talking too loud?
No,
how would he
no,
know
that's
that?
Funny.
That's so weird. That's funny. We are crafted_for_you. We are also on iTunes and any other podcast app. If you have Android, if you could please rate and subscribe, that would help us tremendously. Thank you to everybody listening out there that already has. Do we have any events coming up?
Not relatively close now. Yeah. Summertime Brews Festival will be in June, which will be
about a month away. We will all be in Asheville next weekend for a really fun wedding party weekend with all of my bridesmaids and Jeff's groomsmen and Fulmer.
So excited.
Yes, who will be officiating. And Fulmer. Who will be officiating. That technically makes him part of the wedding party. So we're really excited about that. We will have a lot of new beers to review. We'll be bringing a lot home. We'll have a lot more to talk about afterwards. So we'll have a cool episode all about our shenanigans running around.
I'm sure Alyssa and I will be both posting on Instagram.
This will be the first time that I've been to Asheville with either of you.
Yeah.
And definitely both of you.
Yeah. We were talking because what we're going to do is we have a cabin and we're going to be, the guys are going to have their day on Saturday and the ladies will do lady things. And we're going to pick up a bunch of growlers along the way to drink when we go back to our cabin and cook dinner that night. And Jeff was like, how are we going to know who picks up what? You have to tell Cecily to tell Joe to tell me. I was like, why can't I just tell you? Am I banned from even just texting you about all that beer?
I don't know how these things work with bachelor, bachelorette things.
Yeah, these are our own rules. It's not. But yeah, so we will be still chatting about the best beer that we could be drinking and trying and reviewing back to you guys.
Does she
you
have
know.
An Instagram for Brouhaha?
Yeah.
I think so.
It's in the rule book.
Okay,
perfect. Because we have to tag them.
I
want to
plug that too, and I'm going to tag it.
It's in the
Walker's looking for that. Brouhaha does have a Facebook page to like. We did tag them when we posted their Kickstarter. Did you find their Instagram page?
Brouhahagame.com.
And then it's Brouhaha Game on Instagram. Hashtag them.
Where'd you find
awesome.
It's right here on the back.
Oh.
I will have to go and edit our post that I
Yeah, made. Hashtag. I don't know if they have their own.
Oh, it's a hashtag.
But it's a hashtag. Check it out.
Okay, gotcha.
Cool. Was there anything else?
Oh, and then since we're putting this up today, if you are in the Greensboro area, Pig Pounder is having their 2-year anniversary on Sunday, the 29th of May. There's going to be food trucks, bands, should be a fun time. And we just put out a brand new beer, which is the Hop Hog, which is our American IPA.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys for tuning in. Cheers.
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 Do I press stop?
Yeah.